In a decision involving a U.S. Airways employee, the High Court ruled that disabled workers shouldn't necessarily get a job over someone with more experience. There are exceptions. For instance, the U.S. Supreme Court says companies that don't routinely use seniority to make placement decisions can give disabled workers preference. Mitch Hagopian is an attorney at the Wisconsin Coalition for Advocacy. He says the exceptions probably will be challenged in yet another court decision, but his group is heartened the court didn't completely close the door on the disabled.
At least we still have the opportunity to show that a seniority system, there are times when it can fall to a request for an accommodation, and that's an important right that we still have, at least in some fashion.
The roots of seniority go back to the 1930s with the National Labor Relations Act. John Metcalf, a human resources policy director at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, says the relatively new American with Disabilities Act sometimes conflicts with this and other laws.
One of the kind of the bedrock principles of collective bargaining is seniority in the workplace. Now, obviously, the disabled community has very strong, I guess, feelings, if you will, about their rights and their need. So the kind of fundamental question is, does one set of rights outvalue the other, or another way, is there some way to balance?
The most recent ruling on the ADA is seen as restricting disabled rights. However, a ruling nearly a year ago expanded them. Last May, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that disabled golfer Casey Martin could use a cart in tournaments to compete against others required to walk. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.